Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
You are listening to Success Made Simple. This is your success coach, Dr. Dave. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. We're teaching from a book, Mindset Matters. If you notice, lately I've been doing series of podcasts. We did several podcasts, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 of them on the book, Make That, Break That, all about developing habits, breaking bad habits, creating new and better habits. Now we're my latest book, Mindset Matters. By the way, if you don't have it yet, I'd encourage you, make sure you get your copy. It's available on our website, of course, davemartin.org, or anywhere books are sold. But it's all about changing your mind, changing the way you think. I found in my life I've been limited so often by my own thinking, my own mindset from growing up, even from a small town. I left the small town I grew up in long before the mindset of a small town or a small mindset left me. And so something that I continually have to work on is my thinking. And I think it's something, well, even the Bible says that you've got to renew your mind daily. So I think your mind is one of the toughest battlefields that can either hinder you or push you forward. And so we're going to continue to talk about that today. It's a driver for your success. And I've discovered that hard work is really, it's not the key to success. Now, you say, what? I thought that was, no, it's certainly a factor. I'm not saying don't work hard. You're going to have to work hard, but it's not the key. Intelligence also does not determine your success. Some of the most successful people I know are not necessarily the most intelligent people we know. We know a lot of the most successful entrepreneurs will all say, I was a C student in school. But the foundation key, I believe, is vision. Vision undergirds a person's special qualities and causes their strengths. This reminds me of a friend, James. Now, it's really a cool story and remarkable in its own way, but it really demonstrates how most people function in life. James' father had a close friend that he grew up with. The two of them got married around the same time, and then as things worked out, one of them had a boy, one of them had a girl. Around the same time, not long after they got married. Now, as these two friends, Bobby and Nelson, we'll just call them Bobby and Nelson, met occasionally and they spent time together. When they did, their young children would play together. They took naps together. They were close, just like they were family. Bobby eventually joined the Air Force and he moved away. He'd come back to town every now and then to visit his parents, where Nelson never moved. He still lived there. But they lost contact as Bobby traveled and moved around, as you do in the military many times. And one tragic day, Bobby's family was notified that he'd been declared deceased sometime after he'd been stationed in Vietnam. But his family would still come back and visit Bobby's parents. Well, my friend James, which was Nelson's son, the one that didn't move, happened to reconnect with Bobby's daughter one summer when she was in town visiting her grandparents. They, in getting acquainted and through different conversations with Nelson, they discovered how they had known each other and spent so much time together as young children. And they found time to hang out together that summer. Well, Bobby's daughter later invited James to meet her at the beach where she and her mom had planned to rent a house for the summer and spend some time. Well, Bobby's widow at this time was dating again, and the gentleman offered to let James stay with him in his room. And so the arrangement was that the gentleman would leave the door unlocked and James could slip in after the beach party was over, after he was done hanging out, and he'd have a place that he could stay the night. Well, James forgot the room number to the hotel where Bobby's wife's boyfriend was staying, that said he could stay in the room. He forgot the room number, okay? And so picture this. You had a teenager late at night at a hotel trying to find an unlocked door. So you could just imagine that was a remarkable setup. James and Bobby's daughter, now they had seemed destined to reconnect. not only did they reconnect, but they actually enjoyed spending time together enough that they'd arrange for him to go to the beach and see her. But in the end, now here James is, he's searching for a place for this room that he's supposed to sleep in the middle of the night, trying not to get arrested, opening the wrong door, trying to get in the wrong door. He did find an unlocked door, crawled into bed in the dark and just kind of hoped that he got to the right room. So here's the point. So many people travel through life this way, just trying to find the opportunity. They have an amazing opportunity, but without vision and goals to achieve that vision, they end up jiggling every handle along the hallway, right? With unknown occupants, hoping that something meaningful will open up to them. And every momentous decision in their lives is just kind of a shot in the dark. Maybe this is the room. Maybe this is the room. And they're just feeling their way through the darkness, hoping that somehow they magically stumbled across the pot of gold. He got in the room, it was dark. He was hoping it was the right room. He was hoping it was the right bed that he was getting in. And suddenly they just hope maybe their lives will turn out better. People who succeed are driven by something invisible. They're driven by a dream. They're driven by a vision that calls for maybe some self-denial, some self-control, some self-discipline along the way. Vision is the motivation of successful people. A successful person's life, their goals are all the tiny steps that a person must take to achieve the passion within their heart. People reach their destinies by reaching their goals. They achieve their goals. When they do that, it's just a clear indication that they are making progress toward their destinies. So as you set goals, as you follow through on those goals, and you should all have some goals. We've talked about that enough over the last several years, the importance of goals, setting goals. We continue to talk about it because without a goal, you don't know where you're going. You're just kind of out in the dark. But goals lead you to the places that you want to go. The secret to the ultimate life, we call it. I used to have a magazine. My old television program was called The Ultimate Life. Ultimate means the best. Life is a way of living. The best way of living, the secret to the best way of living isn't really a secret at all. It's just something that we rarely consider. It's about the presence or the absence, maybe, of vision in your life. And the thoughts, the goals that either give you the rise to the vision or destroy the vision before it even grows. So I guess, again, you could go back to mindset because it really all goes back to mindset. We eventually become what we think, and we eventually achieve what we think about in our hearts and in our minds. So if we are setting goals, they are fashioned toward achieving a vision, right? That's why I set a goal. It's fashioned toward the passions of my heart. So we're driven towards success and toward a future that that we can be fulfilled in, that we can enjoy the ultimate life. That's the vision. And so my goals keep me moving toward that. And it all goes back to my thinking. Do I believe it's even possible? Do I believe that I could even achieve it in the beginning, to start with? So I encourage you. Goals, vision is vital to your success. It's vital to your mindset. I hope that helped you today. We're going to continue on this next week right here on Success Made Simple. But share today's podcast. Share it with someone else. And then subscribe so that every time you know when it's coming out, you get an alert. Also, make sure you're on our email list. If you're not on there, you can go to davemartin.org. Sign up, and you'll get an email every week when the podcast comes out. You can click on it right from there, and you can stay informed of all the other things that are happening here at Dave Martin International and through Success Made Simple. Maybe I'm coming to an area near you. I'd love to see you if I am. And make sure you get a copy of the book, Mindset Matters. I believe it'll be a great help to you. All right, we will see you next time right here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.